Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Nerven is to annoy. Nerven, to annoy. How would you say, I annoy? Ich nerve. How would you say, I annoy you? Ich nerve dich. How would you say, you annoy me? Du nervst mich. You see, mich, dich, nerven is an accusative verb that triggers accusative pronouns. Ich nerve dich. I annoy you. Du nervst mich. You annoy me. Actually, you are annoying me. But we don't have this ing form in German. We just have one present tense. So we say, I annoy you. Ich nerve dich. How would you say, why do you annoy me? Or why are you annoying me? Warum nervst du mich? How would you say, I'm not annoying you? Ich nerve dich nicht. How would you say, you're not annoying me? Du nervst mich nicht. How would you say, you're annoying me all the while? Du nervst mich die ganze Zeit schon. One way to express this, all the while. We say in German, the whole time already. Die ganze Zeit schon. Die ganze Zeit, the whole time. Schon emphasize the idea of already, so it's going on now for a long period of time. Die ganze Zeit schon. All the while, or the whole time already. Du nervst mich die ganze Zeit schon. How would you say, he annoys me, or he is annoying me all the while? Er nervt mich die ganze Zeit schon. How would you say, she's annoying me all the while? Sie nervt mich die ganze Zeit schon. How would you say, you guys are annoying me all the while? Ihr nervt mich die ganze Zeit schon. How would you say, you're annoying me all day long? Du nervst mich den ganzen Tag schon. So here we say den ganzen Tag schon. So the whole day already. Den ganzen Tag schon. Why do we say den? Actually it's der Tag, masculine, the day. But this is an accusative of time. And the accusative masculine article is den. So we say den ganzen Tag. This accusative of time describes a period of time. Den ganzen Tag, the whole day. Den ganzen Tag schon, the whole day, all the day long, or the whole day already. Du nervst mich den ganzen Tag schon. How would you say, he's annoying me all day long? Er nervt mich den ganzen Tag schon. How would you say, the music is annoying me all day long? Die Musik nervt mich den ganzen Tag schon. How would you say, why is the music annoying you? Warum nervt dich die Musik? How would you say, it's annoying if the music is too loud? Es nervt, wenn die Musik zu laut ist. Es nervt. Remember, we don't have this tense, it's annoying with ing at the end to describe an ongoing process in the present tense. We just say it annoys, es nervt. Es nervt, it annoys. Es nervt, wenn die Musik zu laut ist. Wenn is here if and expresses a condition. So if the music is too loud or when the music is too loud. Wenn die Musik zu laut ist. And notice, wenn is a connector that introduces a so-called subclause in German. And the verbs are kicked to the very end in a subclause. So we say in German, when or if the music too loud is. Wenn die Musik zu laut ist. Es nervt, wenn die Musik zu laut ist. How would you say, it's annoying if the music is very loud? Es nervt, wenn die Musik sehr laut ist. How would you say, it's annoying if the music is loud? Es nervt, wenn die Musik laut ist. How would you say, it's annoying if the music is loud in the office? Es nervt, wenn die Musik im Büro laut ist. Sorry, just loud. Es nervt, wenn die Musik im Büro laut ist. Im Büro, in the office. Es nervt, wenn die Musik im Büro laut ist. And notice, ist is kicked to the very end, no matter how long the sentence is. Because wenn introduces a subclause and the verb is kicked to the end. Es nervt, wenn die Musik im Büro laut ist. How would you say, it's annoying if the music is too loud in the office? Es nervt, wenn die Musik im Büro zu laut ist. How would you say, it's annoying if the music is very loud in the office? Es nervt, wenn die Musik im Büro sehr laut ist. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb aufzählen. To enumerate or to list. Aufzählen. To enumerate or to list. Like when you say, let me list or enumerate some examples. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.